You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tare Moriori, the language of the Chatham Islands, currently has no native speakers. The language went into a dormant state after the last native speaker died in the early 1900s. However, a collaborative effort led by Hokotehi Moriori Trust and the University of Auckland is seeking to reawaken the language. I spoke to linguist John Middleton from the University of Auckland about the project. I began by asking Mr. Middleton about the work that has been done so far.
Okay, so the project is ongoing. We're definitely very much at the initial stages of it. I've worked quite a bit on some of the old Moriori texts, and at the moment we're just working on translating and kind of getting the information, you know, into a modern form, so that we can then build on that to kind of build up the knowledge of the language. So it's very, you know, kind of initial stages, but at the moment, a lot of the work that I'm doing is on texts.
What is the current status of the Moriori language?
So the Moriori language is a language that has no native speakers. Now that actually, you know, it's a tragedy, because it means that they were, you know, the last speaker died in the sort of the early 20th century. But the language itself is, you know, what linguists like to call sleeping. It doesn't actually mean that there is no Moriori language being spoken. In fact, if you go to the Chatham Islands, there's people using the language in their day-to-day already. At the moment, it is very much, you know, at its, you know, at that state where only bits and bobs are being used. But, you know, it's kind of only progressing at this point.
Are there examples from around the world of languages being in that sleeping state and then, I guess, being awoken from that sleeping state?
Yeah, there are quite a few examples of this happening. Some really cool cases. There's one in America where the last native speaker died around the same sort of time as Moriori, but they had a bunch of texts, lots of long religious texts, I think even a Bible, and they were able to do exactly this: translate everything and then kind of build a grammar from it, build a teaching guide from it, and taught, you know, their people, their community, the language again. And in fact, they were able to then be using the language around kids, and some kids grew up as first language speakers. So it's totally possible. They've done it as well in Australia with a couple of Aboriginal languages. So it's completely possible. And, you know, there's been some very impressive cases where there are now native speakers of the language that previously wasn't being used.
Alongside that, I guess I also was wondering how similar the Moriori language is to Te Reo Māori, and if there's any distinct, I guess, differences as well in the languages.
Yeah, they're very closely related, Māori and Moriori. Like all of the Polynesian languages, they have a lot of what we call cognates. It's kind of a similar word in, you know, in different languages. So, for example, the classic one is waka or vaka or faka. They all mean, you know, those the wooden canoes. Now, the Moriori and Māori have very similar structures as well, but there are lots of unique things about Moriori that kind of set it apart from Māori. So, for example, my favourite one, or the most, you know, most obvious one when you see it written down, is there are 15 types of the word the. So there are 15 different ways of saying the word the, and it all depends, the type you use all depends on the next word and what sound comes at the start of the next word. So that kind of, you know, that kind of diversity in a simple word like that is not seen in any other Polynesian language.
And yeah, I guess you kind of touched on that a little bit there with some of the knowledge, but I was wondering how proficient you've become in the language and if you plan to become fluent in it through your work.
I am not at all. I mean, I wouldn't be able to piece together new sentences at all. And I think that just comes down to, you know, where my knowledge is at this point. I'm very much, you know, in that building phase. But there are people over on the Chathams who have a much better grip on it. You know, in the future, I would love to be able to learn the language. You know, that's one of the whole goals of all of this, is to have people speaking the language. But yeah, it's very much at its initial stages now.
Yeah, you spoke there a little bit about goals. So I was wondering what the next steps are in the process of reviving this language.
So there's quite a lot of things that need to be done. Moriori has three or four major old texts, that need to all be transcribed off the old manuscript, translated, you know, word for word, and then, you know, published in a way that is accessible for, you know, Moriori community and researchers and everyone. That's kind of that first step that we're on that timeline. The next thing would then, you know, for me personally, would be then to take that material and start extracting information from it. So, you know, how do you form questions? Or, you know, what are all the different types of pronoun that Moriori has? So, and then once you kind of do all of that, then we start building up a grammar, and we start building up this major work that covers the full language.
And I guess the end goal is to have native speakers of Moriori once more. So I was wondering, people who are interested in the project and want to get involved, is there any way for them to get involved at this stage or maybe later down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best thing to do is to talk to my partner, the Hokitahi Moriori Trust over on the Chathams, because they're very much, you know, they're very much involved in this, and they are very much pushing for this project to go forwards. It's a really interesting project, and there are lots of different things people can do to help. So the best thing you can do is contact either me or the trust and see what we can offer.
That was John Middleton, a linguist, speaking about the collaborative effort to revive Tā Re Moriori.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.